Hi everyone, it's Lisa here at the Indian Stand. I am with Ali, who's been doing the desk this morning. I'm also joined by Kanchini from the Indian Stand, who's going to tell us a little bit about what is on offer at the stand. Good morning, madam.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So yeah, we are at the Indian Stand. We, of course, are offering henna. We've been having henna, like I think the Indian Stand has been known for henna like ever since I think 30 years now. So you have a lot of children coming here. We do have art craft, and of course the food is always something that attracts people to the Indian Stand. So we just capitalize on that.
Very good, and I think you've done it very well. What has been amazing for me the last 2 years, that as we've done the live broadcast from the stand, is just the amount of work that goes into it. Because I've always come as a guest to your stand and bought my food, left my kids, get their hands done. But being behind the scenes with you guys, the amount of work that goes into it is just phenomenal. So, I mean, hats off to everyone that's been involved.
Thank you,
When do you start, actually, when do you start your preparations?
So, preparation, let's say, like, the anxiety is more than the preparation at the end of the day, because what matters most is just bringing all the volunteers together. You're never sure who's going to cancel out, who is going to be there. And when it comes to the Indian Stand and we're trying to sell food, it just doesn't work without volunteers. And no one here is paid for it. Even the fixed cost on art craft, it's just fixed cost. There's no profits to it either. So we really depend on volunteers. And I guess that starts off a good few weeks or even 2 months before saying, you're coming, right? Are you sure you're coming, right?
To remind people.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I think most people probably have it in their diary, but for you, I understand. You don't have an organized event or organized events at Ara. You always do need to kind of have that anxiety level to get things done.
And I mean, doing this like over 10 years now, we have an idea as to when to order the food, what to get, who we can ask for. We would love more volunteers to join and do the food, but we also want to make sure that the food is like safe as the health and safety measures. So we also rely on the families that cook in the restaurant.
That's excellent. It's really great. Now, for listeners, if you're still at home and thinking, what should we do today? That's the best suggestion we can give you, is to come on down here and embrace everything that is Luxembourg. We are at the Indian Stand, so I'm just looking where we are. We're at 2A. So basically, you come in the main entrance and we're on the left-hand side just as you come in. So
immediately
as you come in, we're a big stand right there. So we look forward to seeing you. And if you have heard us on the radio, then just come past and say, hey, I heard you on the radio.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're still here in the International Bazaar, and I'm joined now by Anita from the USA stand, the American stand.
USA! Just
hello there.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, how are you doing?
My voice says I'm tired. My head doesn't.
So, how's thing? How's business on the American stand
today?
I think
for us, it's been really good so far. Yesterday, we really sold a lot, so we were very happy yesterday. Yeah, so it's good. It's good. We're happy.
So, how long have you been prepping for this?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
To be honest, when the bazaar finishes, we basically start all over again. So for us, it starts in February.
Wow.
We close the books at the end of February, and we just keep moving. Yeah. Because we also try to catch the sales, and because we don't order as much as a lot of companies, we need to get in early so we can get some stuff.
Okay. Talking of stuff, what can people expect to find on your stand? What have you got? What are the highlights?
So our highlights, if you're looking to decorate your house, we have a lot of Christmas decorations. You know, if you want big, we come to our stand. If you want big Santas, and we have Christmas balls, lots of globes, water globes. Those are very fun for Europeans. If you want food, got tons of food. We have Sloppy Joe's this year, which is very American. Today we have chili only today, so if you want chili, everyone has been asking. We're ready to go for chili. And toys.
So many toys. Let's go back to the Sloppy Joe's.
Okay.
For those that don't know, because it's an international audience, what is a Sloppy Joe?
The name sounds sloppy, but it's not totally sloppy. So Sloppy Joe is ground beef. And it's a spice pack, so it's different. All these different spices. I'm trying to figure out for our Europeans. You've never had a meatloaf. It's kind of like tasty like a meatloaf, a little tomatoey sauce in it.
Uh-huh.
But it's the spices that make it a sloppy dough. And while we say sloppy is we put a lot on the bun. Uh-huh. And you eat it like a hamburger and it falls apart, but it's so good.
Sounds good. I think I might be coming over for one of those.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, cool. Well, good luck.
And, Thank you.
Yeah, I hope it goes as well as it has been.
Thank you. Please come and visit us. Thank you.
Yeah, please do.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anita.
तू चीज बड़ी है मस्त नहीं तुझको कोई होश होश नहीं तुझको कोई होश होश उस पर जो बन का जोश जोश नहीं तेरा नहीं तेरा कोई दोष दोष मद होश है तू हर वक्त वक्त
तू चीज बड़ी है मस्त मस्त तू चीज बड़ी
Da-da-da-ma-ma-ma-pa-ni-da-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni-da-ba-da-ni-sa-ni